Romans chapter 8. You know, as we go through this book of Romans, I always say when I teach that I learn more than anyone who studies with me. Because God, as I teach, He always quickens my understanding and brings things to light in my mind that maybe were not clear before. It's kind of amazing from my perspective. So, we had just covered chapter 7, which is the chapter where Paul explores what it's like living under the law and what the effect of law is and how the relationship of law to the sinner is a condemnation one and sort of like a never-ending circle of, you know, I know what's right, but I can't do what's right. And he concluded in that state that, you know, with the mind, you end up serving the law of God, and with the flesh, you serve the law of sin. You know, as I teach these different chapters, I can't help but think that when Paul wrote this letter, I feel like there are a lot of things he assumes that you ought to know about Christianity already. I think in the first century they understood a lot better the call to righteousness and virtue that the faith was all about. These days, people think it's just about, I don't know, like God. I mean, what does God really want from people? He just wants people to accept Him so that they can go to heaven? It's really not what it's about. God, in this world, has set, you know, a certain chain of events and so on and so forth in motion to bring about manifestations, or the manifestation of the sons of God, which are the men and women, but the elements of humanity which He has selected, which shall be His eternal inheritance. The other elements will go back to the oblivion from which they came, and will know nothing anymore. That's what the scriptures teach. And we'll cover that at some point. But there are a lot of assumptions made, I think, by Paul. But you see clues of them as we go along. So anyways, chapter 8, verse 1. There is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God, sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace, because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither can be. So they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now if any man have not the Spirit of God, or if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of His. But if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. So, remember how the last chapter had concluded? You know, that he was thanking God that through Jesus Christ our Lord, he could be delivered from the body of death. It's verse 20, 24 and 25. And that the mind serves the law of God and the flesh the law of sin. Well, here he says, Now there's no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh. See, if your flesh is still guiding you and serving the law of sin, you are not free. Because, see, you don't have two separate personalities. Like, well, in the spirit I'm good, but in the flesh I'm bad. No, no. You're, one has to be on the throne. Either the flesh is guiding you. Because you understand, spirit isn't just something floating around. It is your carnal nature. But your body is the receptacle of what you are and who you are. Paul even get to talking about that. But I mean, some people think Christianity is like against the flesh. The flesh. Well, no, no. It's talking about the nature and the sin nature that you have in the flesh and the carnal desires. But don't be mistaken. Your body is, God created you. And your body is important because your body will be raised from the dead. And it'll be transformed. But you will have a body and it'll still be you. But we cannot walk after the flesh, meaning the flesh nature, the carnal nature, is not on the throne. Christ is on the throne, leading and guiding us. And that is the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. Because what is the spirit of life? Because sin, what is it? Sin and death. Righteousness and life. See, the grace that God gives brings about righteousness in your life. And you live by the spirit of life, by the law of the spirit of life, which is in Christ Jesus. And that makes you free from the law of sin and death. The law of sin and death is you sin, you die. Now, you don't get freed from that law where God just says, here, I'll give you this piece of paper. And now, if you sin, it just doesn't count. It is the remission of sins that are past. We need to put all our sins behind us. Maybe you haven't come that far yet. But let me tell you, have faith, like Abraham had faith. Believe the promise of God. Believe what it's saying here, that Christ will make you free from the law of sin and death. So what it means literally that you won't sin anymore. You have to believe that. Abraham staggered not. He was 100 years old and his wife was 80. He didn't say, she can't have a baby. I'm 100. I don't even want a baby. No, he said, even so, let it be. I don't know what he said exactly. Off the top of my head, but he believed God. That's what it says. I don't know if he said anything. He might not have said anything. He might have just he thought.